Shelf Life, James Thomas. I was 4 when my father first started trying to kill me. We never knew when it was going to happen. My mother would be working a night shift at the hospital, and my father might come home in that crazy mode. My siblings tried to protect me, but there wasn't much they could do. He'd searched the house until he found where they had stashed me, tucked away in between some bedding, hiding in a pile of clothes on a shelf, or maybe in a toy box. My father would gently pick me up, carry me to the bathroom, and speak softly of things I never understood. About my mother, I think. How maybe I wasn't his son. All the while, the tub would be filling with hot water. Then he would wrap my face and head in a towel, and in what now seems like an almost ministerial act, he'd dunk my head into the tub. He wouldn't be satisfied until I had sucked in enough water to piss myself and pass out. I learned to survive, but what does that even mean? By the time I got to be 6, I'd become, well, hell, I don't know what I'd become. This is what I do know. It was a Sunday, close to 5 p.m., because my mother was getting ready for a night shift. I remember feeling like that night he could drown me for real. So I set the living room on fire. I didn't run from the room. It was fully ablaze, but I wasn't scared. In that moment, I was fine with whatever results I got. I realize now my father wasn't trying to kill me. I was just a little child. If he wanted to kill me, he could have. It wasn't attempted murder. It was torture.